name's Michelle Owen. I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust, the One Another Project. The date today is the 31st of August 2009. Time is now 5:17 a.m. Could you tell me your name, your age, and where you come from, please?
My name's Laura Jewett. My age is 43, and I've come today from Devon.
Whereabouts in Devon are you from?
I'm not from Devon. I'm from London, but I live in Plymouth at the moment. I've just moved to Plymouth.
From London?
From London.
And what prompted the move?
I grew up in Plymouth, or just outside Plymouth, and I've worked in London for very many years, well, all of my working life, and felt it was a good time for a change. A bit more space, a bit more air, that kind of thing.
And whereabouts did you grow up?
Just outside Plymouth in a little village called Beer Ferrers, but I went to school in Plymouth, so that's why I know it quite well.
Can you tell me a little bit about your village?
The village is a tiny little village on the River Tavy in Devon. I wouldn't like to hazard a guess and say how many people live there, but not very many. Hundreds rather than thousands. And it's a very pretty little village that just is a road down onto the estuary. It's very pretty. Very Devon.
And how long did it take you to get in last night?
I didn't come in last night. I drove up to London a couple of days ago, but I was staying just outside in Teddington. It took me about 25 minutes to drive in this morning.
And have you had any sleep?
I've had a couple of hours sleep. Not good sleep.
How are you feeling at the moment?
I'm feeling positive. I'm looking forward to going on the plinth. I do feel a bit nervous. I feel nervous that I'm going to do something boring. And I should be doing something more artistic, perhaps.
Why do you feel like that?
Because I've seen some of the things other people have done. And clearly I'm not dressed up or anything like that. And some of them are really, you know, really imaginative and cool.
Have you enjoyed watching it?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, that's good.
Can you remember how you first heard about the project?
I first heard about the project. I know about the fourth plinth because I used to work at the GLA with the Mayor of London. So I know kind of about Trafalgar Square, what goes on here, and the fourth plinth. And so I knew from kind of my workplace, really, initially.
Why did you think it was something you might want to be involved in?
I think it's because I think Trafalgar Square is a great place. I like Anthony Gormley's work, and I like the whole concept that it's kind of interactive but changing. It changes every hour, and I think that's quite a nice little angle on art.
How do you feel about being part of this quite small community?
I think it's great, yeah, it's great. I mean, there was a time when I thought, oh dear, it's such a long way to come from Devon for 6 o'clock in the morning. Maybe I won't do it, maybe it's too much hassle. But then, of course, I thought, don't be ridiculous. It's unique, you've got to do it. It's like a piece of history, isn't it? Yeah. So.
Have you given any thoughts to how you might spend your time up there?
I have. And what I'm going to do is just write some messages to my friends and family and just hold them up, just as they come to me. I haven't pre-prepared them or anything like that. I just want to, because I know people sort of all over the world. I wanted to just kind of involve them as kind of being, not participants, but being involved in it with me, yeah.
Are your family quite spread out?
No, my family mostly down in the West Country. But I've got sort of friends. I'm travelling next, the beginning of next year, to New Zealand and Australia, and I want to send some messages to the people I'm going to see out there, things like that.
Have you travelled quite a lot?
A fair bit. Yeah.
Where have you been?
I've been to quite a few places over Europe, Australia, America, this country. I've done quite a bit of travelling in the UK as well, which I like.
Was that before you were working, in between?
No, all through my life, really. Yeah.
Can you tell me a bit more about what you're doing with the GLA?
I can. I was in the health policy team there. And I worked with colleagues. I had the lead for the drug and alcohol policy, and worked in a broader health policy team. So we were looking at stuff around, mainly around health inequalities in London and how to address those.
And you still involved in that area?
I'm still involved in that sort of area. I now work for the Department of Health in the South West, leading some work around health and alcohol.
And whereabouts were you living in London when you
I was most recently living in Acton in West London. Yeah, I lived there for about 8 years until last November.
Is it quite a refreshing change?
It is quite a refreshing change, but of course you miss London because it's such a great city, and I've lived here for a long time, so. But you can come back for the good bits. So I don't miss the number of people and the traffic and the commute to work and that sort of stuff.
Do you come back to London very much?
I come back for work sometimes, so that's quite useful. And I've still obviously still got lots of friends here, so I can just visit them then. And yeah, I come back every couple of months.
How did you first become involved in the sort of the health of the drug, alcohol?
A very long time ago. I trained as a nurse just down the road, actually, at Westminster Hospital, and then worked as a nurse for a while, then retrained as a social worker, and then kind of got into more of the policy strategy side of social responses and that type of stuff.
And in your role at the moment, are you working directly with any health service users?
Don't really do much direct work with users of services. It's mainly around people responsible for commissioning the services and developing the services, so it's kind of making sure that they are linked up to the sort of Department of Health priorities and that kind of stuff.
Is it quite a small team of people that you work with at the moment?
It's tiny, yes. Yeah, much smaller than I'm used to. Yeah.
And what kind of impact does that have on you?
It's taken a bit of getting used to. I'm used to working in a bigger organisation, a bigger team. I think it just means you have to look further afield for kind of your work relationships and contacts. So you just have to have a different pace to the way you work. You're not going to have a team that you see every day. You're going to have to sort of make a team up for yourself of the people that you meet.
What would you say is important in your life at the moment?
My family, my friends. What's important at the moment is kind of establishing myself in my new environment and feeling settled there, and not so much a kind of achieving stuff phase, but more of a settling and adjusting phase.
Have you maintained friends down there?
Yes, I have, and I've got people I went to school with, my family, and also a lot of friends that lived in London with me have kind of migrated back as well. So we've done our time.
Is that how it feels?
Yes. On one level it does, yeah.
Would you consider moving back to London for work?
Hopefully not, no. No, I hope not. No, it's too big. No, I think it's the sort of thing, once you've done it, you haven't done it to come back. It's too much of a big move. It's too much work.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
I'd describe myself as positive. Curious. I like to know things and new things, and thoughtful. I like to think things through. Those are probably the main things.
And what do you tend to do when you're not working? How do you like to spend your time?
Seeing friends, eating, drinking, walking. I do lots of walking now that I'm down in a sort of more less urban environment, although I used to do a lot of walking in London as well. I like going to the cinema, I like reading, cooking, just normal stuff, nothing extraordinary, I don't think.
Whereabouts do you go walking? Do you do that alone?
We do.
Or?
No, I don't generally go walking alone. Up on Dartmoor, I live. Plymouth is quite near to Dartmoor, and also down in Cornwall on the coast of, on the south and north coast of Cornwall.
Do you walk with a group regularly? Or?
Friends, just friends. I walk with my mum and dad quite a bit. So I've got a couple of friends that like walking. When I was in London, I used to walk with a friend. We used to walk from City Hall at London Bridge across to West London once a week on a sort of walk home. So I know London quite well from all my walking.
When did you move down, did you say?
To Plymouth in November, just gone. There.
Were you at City Hall when the Telectroscope was there?
Yes, I was. Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Did you go and have a look?
Yeah, it was very good. It's a good project. Yeah, that attracted a lot of attention. Captured people's imagination, didn't it? Yeah, it's good.
Have you always been interested in kind of arts events?
I'm interested in art. I'm not particularly interested in the more traditional and conservative forms of art, but I am interested in creative art, and I'm interested in art more, not just for the art, what you see, but for the impact that it can have and the kind of way that it can bring people together. It can make people feel better. It can just that kind of side of things, really. Yeah.
Were you aware of Anthony Gormley's work?
Yeah.
For this project?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. What have I seen of his work? I have seen his fabulous Angel of the North when I was on a trip to Scotland. Yeah, when I was in London, I used to visit kind of the galleries and stuff quite a lot. So.
What kind of things do you particularly like? Is there anything you'd, you know, just try and make a trip to go and see?
I suppose I like things that are a bit more interactive. I'm not particularly interested, say, for example, in a painting per se. But I'm interested in things, something that's slightly more unconventional, moving art. I quite like photography. A really broad range of stuff.
What do you think it is that appeals to you about Anthony Gormley's work?
I think it's quite bold and stark, and yet it's still got some warmth and kind of depth to it, even though some of the things he does are really quite blunt, I suppose, in some ways, but there's still some warmth to it. It's very engaging at some level. I don't really know why. Maybe it's him, because he is, isn't he? When you see him interviewed, he's quite engaging.
How have your family and friends reacted to you taking part? What do they make?
They think it's a very good idea. they think it's great. They're all kind of, I suppose the attraction that people have sort of identified is that it's a really unique thing to do. And it's good to be part of that kind of one-off opportunity. Yeah.
If you weren't taking part in it, do you think you would have wanted to see it anyway?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
Do you have any reservations about doing that?
That crane that gets you up onto the plinth. I only saw that. I looked on the website last night. I don't quite know how I thought I was going to get up there. But
I was going to ask.
Yeah. With a rope or something. I figured you'd get up on something like that. But then when I saw it on the website last night, I realised quite how high it goes. But that's okay. You're only in there for a few minutes, aren't you?
Are any of your friends' family going to be watching you?
I think one of my friends might come down, yeah. I think because it's so early in the morning and I've come so far, people haven't been rushing to come with me.
Are any of them watching it on the net?
Yeah, I've told people about the link, yeah, how to link onto it.
What kinds of things have you enjoyed watching on the net? What kind of activities or things that
Well, on for this project, I prefer the more the sort of simpler, because you're quite exposed up there. I think unless you've got a very polished performance, if you're doing a performance, I don't think it looks great, you know, it can sort of falter slightly. But like, so there's a few people I've seen that have literally just stood or sat, and I quite like that. I quite like the man that did the cleaning. Yeah, but I wasn't so struck with the, I think because it's, yeah, there's just a kind of serenity of someone just being up there, especially this time of the day, and there's less noise, less traffic, and the light's really nice as well. I think that's quite nice.
Did you ever come to Trafalgar much as a child?
Yes, I did. I came to feed the pigeons. I remember Trafalgar Square when it was very different.
How was it different?
Well, there was cars driving all around it. There was lots of people. And I just remember, yeah, I remember being quite small and feeding pigeons, having pigeons, putting your arms out and having pigeons sit on your arms. And I'm sure you used to be able to buy bird seed here. Yeah. Of course, they're not keen on the pigeons anymore, are they? Yeah. So, yeah, I do remember it.
Being back
in. Yeah, it's good. It's a different place now, but it's still a special place, isn't it? It's still quite an iconic place, both for England and the world, really. Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I think that's okay.
Thank you very much indeed.